than the President of the United States. You got to figure, if somehow he winds up with COVID, then none of us are immune to it. Because he's got the best doctors. He's got people who are checking him at all times. There's never a point in time where people aren't testing Joe Biden. They're careful about the people he's around. And yet he comes down with COVID. If the President of the United States can contract COVID, then nobody is safe from COVID. Isn't that probably a fair assessment, man? You know, I mean, he is, again, the most powerful man in the world. At his advanced age, they are so concerned with his health that the best doctors, the best hospitals, everything, and yet he's come down with COVID. So that tells me nobody in the society is going to escape them having contracted COVID. You don't know whether you contracted it or not, Connor, ever, do you?
I mean, I've gotten COVID before. I mean, COVID is like, COVID is like the flu in the sense that it's a coronavirus. So like, you're supposed to get vaccines, like, especially with all the new variants, everything, you're supposed to continuously get vaccines for it or get shots for it. I mean, it's not too surprising that he got it, considering, you know, the way that it spreads and everything. It's just concerning because Joe Biden, because the issue has to just come down with a person's immune system and how good it is at defending from viruses like that. So, yeah, I mean, the only thing you can really do when it comes to COVID is just to properly quarantine and to wear masks and to do traditional hygiene.
Let me change the subject, man. You know, you're Generation Z.
Yeah, Generation Z, as they call it.
Okay, you're a Generation Z, and the median rent in America is $2,000 a month.
That's crazy.
Huh?
That's crazy.
So here you are, you know, 20 years old, and the median rent is $2,000 a month, $24,000 a year. Now, you know, everybody's not like you getting rewarded and paid so handsomely. That $24,000 a year for rent is not something that's out of your reach. Well, that's tongue in cheek.
It's out of the reach of. I mean, if you think of,
man, come on, probably 95% of your generation, $2,000 a month for rent at this early stage in your life,
completely like out of reach. Like, that's not something that a lot of young people are going to be able to do. I mean, I was going to say that, like, if you look at the minimum wage, the minimum wage here is like $7.25, which, I mean, if you make that, right, and you make that like on a traditional 40-hour work week here, as in federal, here it is actually, I think, also like $8 as well. But if you make that, you're not even going to make half of that per month. And if you work at a job like a big corp, at a place like a Target, like a very standard retail job that a lot of young people work at, and you get paid $15 an hour for
30 hours a week,
that's not something that's going to be able to pay for that neither. That's the same. It's the same here as it is in a place like L.A. Right? They pay the same wages, which is crazy.
New York.
Yeah.
You know, Generation Z, those born between 1997 and 2012, is the most ethnically diverse, technologically savvy, and highly educated generation this country has ever seen. Let me repeat that. Generation Z, those born between 1997 and 2012, is the most ethnically diverse, technically savvy, and highly educated generation this country has ever seen. Are you aware of that? Well, we're not talking about you. You're an individual, and certainly
no,
you.
I know, man.
But consequences from a once in a lifetime pandemic, including record breaking housing costs, threaten to stifle their careers.
Yeah, that's pretty accurate. It's like the main thing that I worry about, like just the cost of living, the cost of being able to, is to, because I mean, it's just so difficult. It's so difficult because we look at our parents or other people that have done this, have done it, or have done what we're trying to do, you know, the typical education to employment pipeline that I call it, where you can go to school for a specific trade, get certification, get money in that, salaried hopefully, and you live a decent life. It's just very difficult because, like, the vast majority of people that are able to go to those institutions are people who already come from a sense of, come from some privilege. And even people who do have, you know, monetary privileges, it's like a lot of them see and they understand how, you know, certain people who don't have those privileges, who can't afford college, who can't afford, who don't have access to a good, stable family environment, so they don't do as well in school. Like, they recognize how that all can negatively impact. So by participating in it, they feel like they're taking advantage of it. Hence, a lot of, So I mean, there are good things, right? Technological savviness, but the intense awareness of all of society's problems and the burden on to be the ones to fix it, right?
So look, man. So my generation, you know, at 18 years old, we could leave home, get our own apartments, be able to maintain, and that was the way it went, right? I mean, you can get a one-bedroom apartment, the job you worked on, or didn't matter almost which one it was, paid you enough that you could have your own homestead. You didn't have to retard your growth. And you know, that was the way things were. And so at 18 years old, you could venture out on your own, and you didn't have to live with anybody. You had those opportunities. Can you imagine what that would be like, Connor, if you and people of your generation were able to walk right into that kind of independence?
I mean, it's just so, I think the main difference is just the amount of, I mean, I would say, yeah, I mean, I couldn't really imagine that. I think the expansion of our country's social safety net has been instrumental to creating, I mean, that and plus just like the general trend of inflation creates it so prices of things go up. The numbers of things that we're able to have, right? Like everyone has access to a phone that's like a supercomputer pretty much has gone up. Like people have access to a lot of things. But the thing about it is that a lot of people, like everyone has an iPhone or everyone has a, most people have houses. And so relative to society, even though we have more things, right? We don't have that independence like what we're talking about, which I think a lot of people don't, specifically older generations don't really understand.
Well, but you know, but let's just even look at the cell phone, right?
Yeah.
I don't know, man, because my wife pays the cell phone bills. I don't ever know what it costs or, you know, monthly or any of those things. But I got to believe it's a lot, right? I mean, if my wife has an iPhone, I've got, you know, a, what is the other thing called, man?
Android.
Yeah. But I found out they're almost like the same cost, right?
Mm-hmm.
But monthly, we got to be paying $300, $400 a month for them, right?
Yeah. I mean, for the for the phone plans, I mean the phone themselves cost like insane amounts of money, like $1,000.
Right. Right.
It's nuts. But the plans themselves don't. But the phones are very expensive, though.
Yeah. Well, you know, depending on it. I mean, you know, my phones, you know, I'm doing, for heaven's sakes, I'm doing radio. I can't have limits on minutes and those kinds of things. So, but there are people who even struggle financially, and yet they have these phones, and they have no choice. They have to have the phone. It's a lifeline. And that even interferes or impedes being able to pay rent, right? If you have to make a decision on whether or not it's your phone or rent, that's a tough call for you guys to have to make, right?
Yeah, I just don't. Yeah, I mean, I just don't really understand. I think this is why, like, a lot of why younger people have a tendency to be more progressive politically, because progressivism calls for, at least on the crux of it, a very large interference with the state and giving us a much larger social safety net and universal basic income as a consequence of a lot of the problems that we've been talking about, right? Because if inflation is going to generally just trend up, and the price of housing is always going to be volatile.
All right. We've got to go. We've got to go to a break. We'll be right back. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back. Mm-hmm.